This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. I've been spending lots of time lately consulting with large companies concerned with strengthening their ethical culture. I know the driving force to seek outside assistance is self-interest, the risk of reputation-damaging and resource-draining charges resulting from improper conduct is so high that it's a matter of prudence and responsible stewardship to stress ethical values and moral principles. Yet changing or strengthening an organization's culture is no simple task, and we start with a questionnaire to identify vulnerabilities. The most common vulnerability we find is the existence of a management style that represses frank and open discussions about ethical concerns and discourages revelation of bad news. Invariably, we find that at least 1 in 5 employees admit they lied to their superior about something significant within the past year, and at least 1/3 concealed or distorted negative information to avoid harmful career repercussions. Often, half or more employees say they remain silent rather than risk their boss's anger, abuse, or disapproval. Thus, questionable or outright improper actions go unreported and uncorrected. Scandals waiting to happen. The antidote is explicit and credible corporate policies that promote accountability by making it clear that repressive management styles will not be tolerated and that every employee is encouraged and expected to muster the moral courage to report unwelcome facts and state dissenting opinions. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.